Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning and happy Wednesday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen on Early Break, live from the sidelines of Lucas Oil Stadium, day two of Big Ten Media Days in Indianapolis. Sip, you made it to Indy. It wasn't the prettiest trip getting here, as it has been the case for you flying to Indy, but you are here. We are here in the sidelines, and we are glad to go for day two. Your first day, my second day here.
Yeah, your second day. How was day one for you?
Day one was okay. I would say it was a little slow in terms of the people coming by, the players, the coaches. We had no coaches sit down yesterday, which is fine. They sat right there at the Sirius table.
Sirius XM.
Yes, but
so are they contracted to go to Sirius?
I'm going to assume yes on that one. I think there's probably something built into that contract. They would have to show up there. They got every player, every coach. It was fine. We got some players here. But today's the big day with Nebraska going. Of course, you'll hear them around 8:30 Central Time on these airwaves. Matt Rhule will also be here sitting at this table with us. But
So they do radio in the morning, because I don't think he goes to the podium till like 12.
Right, yeah. I talked to our friend Keith Mann. Keith Mann said they're going to bring the players and Matt Rhule by in the morning, so around 9:30 this time, 8:30 Central Time. Just keep in mind, this is Eastern Time Zone we're in, Sip. 7 a.m. this time.
Yeah, that'll mess me up.
It'll mess you up. How are you doing today?
I'd say really good. It's great to be here, first of all. I always use the word handsome for this stadium. It's one of my favorite venues. It's one of my favorite sports venues. It's beautiful. I feel like it's beautiful every time I walk in.
It is a gorgeous place.
Thank you for picking me up today. Jake came to my hotel, had coffee, picked me up.
Three Splendas in that coffee, oh, by the way.
Yes, good job. You shouldn't have had to do that. I appreciate you doing it. It would have been kind of a weird walk over here, you know. So I appreciate that. Everything's fine. We're rolling.
The walk would have been about 0.8 miles for you to get down here, which was doable. I was going to advise you, which you would never have done, but I thought maybe he would do because you'd ride the motorcycle. You could have rode one of those scooters. Me and Jay and Nick, the last two nights, have gone around downtown Indy on the scooters.
Is that just a credit card situation?
It is. Yeah. You go get the Bird app, whatever, or Bird, or I think it's Lime is the other one, and you just put your card information in there. It keeps it. You scan it, and you go. It's a blast. They do that in Lincoln. Nick and Jay do that in Lincoln all the time. I do not. This is my first time partaking in the scooter rides, and it is very fun.
Yeah.
You fly in those things. You are going fast.
Yeah. That's
very fast.
That sounds kind of
fun. Great way to see the city quickly without having to walk.
Yeah, the city. The beautiful city of Indianapolis. What did you see up on that skyscraper today?
Salesforce.
Oh, that. Well, there's a big
Oh yeah, okay. That was a hotel. So we were driving to the stadium from your hotel, the JW Marriott, which is a beautiful looking hotel. Half of the building was a Caitlin Clark picture of with Gatorade, a Gatorade banner basically.
I told you,
you would not see a banner that big, you know, anywhere besides like Chicago or New York City. That is a huge banner that takes up half the hotel, and it's a massive hotel.
It's just of her face. So that was kind of cool. Travel problems yesterday.
Yes.
Everybody's always interested in travel problems. We had a lot of, in the context of the travel problems we've had in recent years, they weren't terrible, but we had a flight out of Lincoln, right? That we're supposed to leave, like, I think it was 11:14.
Okay.
It was a 2-hour delay. They had a fan problem, some kind of fan issue. And they brought in they had a van down there, a handy van.
Okay.
It didn't inspire a lot of confidence to me. Nothing about the scene inspired much confidence in the airlines. But then we missed our connection in Chicago. And then we got out of Chicago on standby. But then we sat on the tarmac for 2 hours because there was weather.
Yeah.
So we didn't get in. The bottom line is we didn't get in until 11:30. 11:30. So we missed El Toro.
I know. I'm sad for you in that. I did not go for you. We went to a place called Connor's Grill, which was very good.
Connor's Grill.
Had some braised short ribs that were delightful.
Dang.
A couple brewskis, as you would expect after a long day.
Dang.
And, you know, the day continued on after that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Didn't stay out as late as it did the first night, but I was back by 10 p.m. Now, I was up till at least midnight doing some other work at the hotel.
These trips are grinders.
But we're here, and if we were here, again, we got to the stadium before the 6:30 arrival time, Eastern time. So we sat down here about 6:25 a.m.
Yep.
So we were plenty of time. Everything sound. By the way, text line, please let me know, do we sound okay? Everything sound good on YouTube? You can give me a thumbs up or yes on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, also on the text line 402-464-5685. Should comment on this real quick that our coverage here in Indy is made possible by these fine businesses. 1890 Nebraska, Stevens & Smith Construction, The Complex Lincoln, Warhorse Casino, and Riddles Jewelry. Thank you for all those
clients
for helping us out, making this possible in Indianapolis. But yeah, this is now, I believe, 3 straight years you've had massive issues getting to Indy via plane. Yeah. And I just said, at what point do you and Sean and Robin say, no more, we're driving. We're
Sean,
just going to drive.
Sean is so against driving. He doesn't. Now, he'll say things like, well, it's because I got to drive the whole way. Not true, Sean. You don't have to drive the whole way.
You're not allowed to drive.
Well, I've driven before. I mean, they'll let me drive in a pinch. But Robin can drive, Greg can drive, so it's not true. I'm going to push hard for driving next year. And if you know what? And if there's resistance, I'm just going to drive on my own. I mean, don't.
How do you feel about a 9.5-hour drive by yourself?
I don't mind.
You've got coworkers for years that say you're not allowed to drive anywhere on these trips, but you feel fine about a 9.5-hour drive.
Yeah. I mean, that I believe, though, that all of that talk about my driving, my lack of driving ability is way overblown. I mean,
how many parking things have you backed into, though?
I mean, I've had trouble running into things.
Oh, we're just going to let that slide. I've had trouble running into things, but I drive fine.
Yeah, but not. I haven't had any major accidents for a while. I think 1999, I hit a pole in Omaha. But no.
You hit a pole in Omaha.
But no, I could do it. I'm not flying here next year. I'm not flying here next year. I assume this will be here next year.
You know, it will. Yeah, they confirmed that Media Days will be here, or the championship will be in Indy, I think, through 2028, I believe.
They did.
Petitti said that yesterday.
Yeah, that was absolute news yesterday.
Yeah.
The Big Ten championship game will be held in this venue through 2028. Then I think they'll open it up and look westward.
Right? Vegas?
Well, whatever westward means to you, it could mean a variety of places.
I thought, again, I was in Vegas for Super Bowl week this year. That was a blast. It seems like a good place to have it at. It's popular. Yeah. I mean, I would love to go to Vegas again.
Vegas?
Vegas would be a great
Denver.
Option. Denver? Denver, sure.
Denver?
It's outside. I don't think so.
No, it's not exactly.
You want to go in December in the title
it's
game
not
outside?
Big Ten city, right?
No.
No.
It's now a Big 12 city because Colorado's back in the Big 12.
So forget Denver. You could have
Vegas is neutral. Vegas is everything. It's why Vegas would be an option down the road for that.
Yeah. You could have it in the San Francisco 49ers stadium, right?
You could. That would be now Big Ten territory. Right. Yeah. And that should be good weather. I would consider doing that, going to Levi Stadium.
Levi Stadium.
The one thing you like about San Fran is that stadium.
Yeah, and it's not really San Fran. It's outside.
Okay, we can't give any.
No, yeah, it's not really San Fran at all. Yeah.
Rose Bowl, possibly.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, but 2028. It's not till 2028 do we even have that conversation, which is good. I like it here. And, Jake, you know it's never been anywhere else. Well, 2011, since the inception of this Big Ten, it's always been here. 2011 to 2028, it'll be here. That's a nice run for Indy.
It is a pretty good run.
And yeah, here we are.
Well, this is a great sports town. They do a great job of – I know that might have different thoughts on Indy. I like Indianapolis a lot.
I don't have different thoughts. I don't know that it's a great sports town, but
this is not a great sports
town? I don't know. I don't.
Okay, well,
I don't spend an appreciable amount of time. I don't
chit chat. Let me tell you something about Indianapolis. They've got two major teams here. They got the Colts and they have the Pacers, right? I guess in the Fever now with Caitlin Clark as a major team.
Triple A team.
And we saw that stadium, the Indianapolis Indians. They still call themselves the Indians in today's day and age.
You know, kudos.
Kudos to the AAA baseball team. Everything's down here. I mean, Lucas Oil Stadium is downtown. Mm-hmm. We are a half mile away from you, which is your hotel is downtown.
Downtown.
And guess what? The Pacers Stadium is
downtown.
It's like 0.2 miles from you.
Is
that
right?
Is even more downtown.
Downtown.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's cool. There's so many restaurants
and bars.
The AAA
ballpark, right?
It's downtown.
Practically walking distance.
You're not talking about, hey, let's build it on a suburb. No, they're here in the heart of the city.
I'll give you that.
That's why I like Indianapolis a lot.
I don't know that that constitutes a great sports town, but I do like the fact the venues are
the
nearby.
The Colts fans support the team. They have good crowds here. Pacers fans show up for their team. The Fever show up for Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
The Indians fans show up for the Indians in AAA from right here.
Okay.
So they.
Might be right.
Like, we talk about. Like,
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
It's the whole Midwest thing, you know, like, you know, Miami, South Beach, things to do. They don't have great attendance for these games because they go to the beach. What do you do in Indianapolis?
I don't know.
You go watch the sporting event.
It strikes me as a glorified Omaha.
It's a little bigger Omaha.
Yeah. A little bigger
glorified
Omaha.
Glorified Omaha.
Which isn't bad.
It's not a bad comment.
No.
What's wrong with that?
No, that's in no way disparaging either of those cities. Here we are in Indianapolis. Yeah, well, lots to talk about.
We are here again. I love that here soon. You can see up in the. We can see in the corner.
Oh, you like this, don't you?
The sun will be shining through soon.
Glistening, as you would say.
The glass will glisten here shortly.
Will it? Will it glisten?
Think about yesterday.
Will it glisten?
They will glisten. You were sitting at the in the studio with Young Ben. Shout out to Bennett, Young Ben. And I was supposed to be right here. Right here. In this very spot.
In the Staybridge Suites.
And I went back across the street to the hotel. I was in the extension of the breakfast area. People could hear me. I was trying to keep – I mean, the door was cracked. It couldn't close the door all the way. And now we're in the big scene. This is where we're supposed to be. We're meant to be right here on day two of Media Days.
Yeah, like DP told you off air, we can't ever take this for granted.
Never.
And I don't. When we walked in – earlier this morning, what did I say? This is so cool. This is super cool.
It is.
It's a beautiful
event. And I made sure that even though you don't have your credential yet, I got you cleared to come down.
Thank
here.
You.
Because
yeah, you've done
because
really
Because
well.
Of yesterday. Now, I do appreciate security making say, hey, nothing's getting through here. We didn't have the approval to come in yesterday, apparently. My email was lost in the shuffle for that, mm-hmm. which is fine. It got cleared up for today and tomorrow. So even though you didn't have your badge on.
You have a badge.
I said,
says
hey,
Jake Sorensen.
I said, Steve Sipple is going to be part of the crew coming
Good
in.
Good job.
And they said you they had your name on there, and DP is around here moseying around too.
You've done a spectacular job in terms of organization for me.
And I had your coffee.
Had my coffee.
Did you tell people what happened with the first coffee today or not?
Yeah, no.
Please refresh us on the airwaves.
I had a white shirt, and I went down to get coffee in the hotel, and I didn't get the cap on. I was drinking. I didn't even know until you were about to leave hotel to pick me up.
I got a phone call at 5:55 a.m. this time, 4:55 a.m. Central Time, which what happened on that phone call?
I told you I ruined my white shirt because I didn't even know. I was drinking the coffee, and I just kind of looked down. I'm like, oh, my God. And it's a white shirt. So the coffee, there's just nothing I could do. And I don't think I could walk around today. I contemplated this. Could I walk around all day with drips of coffee on my shirt?
You couldn't. Not, no.
On a white shirt?
Nope. No.
On a black shirt?
Yeah. I could spill coffee today and be just fine. Yeah. I might do it just to try it out.
No, so I'm wearing the shirt that I wore yesterday, but you can't tell. And I didn't. It's not like I did any physical activity yesterday. So
it smells fine. There's no odor at all, so it's all good.
No odor.
I don't see any spills. You look fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Sean will understand when he asks you where's your shirt
at. Yeah, he's got to understand.
Yep.
So, yeah, spilled coffee all over it, but that was the only minor mishap so far. I'm ready to roll.
We're ready to roll. We are here again live on the sidelines of Lucas Oil Stadium, Big Ten Media Days, Day 2. Nebraska will be here today. Matt Rhule speaks. We'll have the players here this morning after our show is over. It'll be a great – also, I know USC is going to stop by today, too. So, USC, I think Luke Lachey of Iowa is going to stop by.
Tight end.
And I believe Jay Higgins, who had the big pick against Nebraska late in that game.
Great. We can relive that.
Walk us through – who was he looking at in that play?
Yeah.
Was he looking right at you, Jay?
Chuba.
Threw it right to
Chuba.
Him.
Then they allowed that big run, Nebraska.
That was bad. The very next play. Yeah, I was like, really?
Yeah.
They put the backup kicker to make the kick.
You know me, too. I don't get too wound up, but I was feeling kind of nauseous at that point. Let's not talk about
that. I'm not sure you could.
Let's talk about Ryan.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew and the squad at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. All right, day one of Media Days is a wrap. We will get to day two preview here later on the show. But
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
what was said from day one. Mm-hmm. You want to start with Ryan Day. Ryan Day was last at the main podium. He was on the side podium for about an hour over here, by the way.
Is that right?
About an hour. Big group of people, as you expect around Ryan Day. And he went through a couple things. He said that Chip Kelly was just incredibly important. Mm-hmm. Incredibly important to his operation, which you mm-hmm. understand. That's mm-hmm. a guy that was a successful head coach for many years at UCLA, the Eagles in the NFL, Oregon, San Francisco. Was not a great stint for him there, but overall a great coach in his time in college football. Getting him away from being a sitting Big Ten football coach to be the OC is still pretty significant today.
Well, it's really significant. Ohio State. I mean, it's really significant. Two things come to mind that I think people have to be ready for. Chip Kelly likes to run the ball, all right? Chip Kelly's going to hammer Quinshon Judkins at people and Trayvon Henderson at people.
Why wouldn't you? With that?
Yeah, they're going to hammer it. It's not going to be a finesse offense. And then also, it allows Day to be more of a CEO head coach, obviously, because Day was the play caller. I mean, Day was the offensive coordinator. Now, he will not be now. Chip Kelly has the play-calling duties. So, it's good for Day. I mean, for one, you know, they're the Buckeyes. Special teams haven't been good.
No.
They haven't. I mean, not they haven't been what you'd expect at Ohio State. I mean, I remember when Urban was there, Urban Meyer. One thing I remember about that
Big Herb,
when they were hammering Bo's team that year in the horseshoe, it was I don't know what was the final.
Well,
it was
like 63-38. Nebraska was down big, came back early second half, and then they pulled away after that.
Yeah, what I remember is Ohio State had it well in hand, and Urban in the last like 20 seconds was down on his haunches for a punt. Ohio State was punting late in the game. And they were punting with the game tied. He was so intense. And somebody said, "Sip, that's Urban. I mean, he's their special teams coach. He basically is their special teams coach. Like, everything had to be perfect. And everything had to be perfect with the game well in hand when they were punting late." Yeah. And it might not have been inside a minute, but it was in the final minute.
Details.
Yeah, it was amazing to look at. Just from my, because I was down on the sideline at that point, because, you know, we go down on the sideline late in the game. And I was like, why is Urban so, what's Urban doing? Why is he so intense? They're up by 25 points.
The game's not over till the game's over.
Yeah.
60 minutes.
And that punt meant a lot. Anyway, so now Ryan Day can be more of a big picture guy. Oh, and Ryan Day did say, like,
I've got the quote here.
Yeah, so, please say.
So he's talking about the high expectations because they're massive. I mean, they're supposed to win this Big Ten Conference and obviously be a contender to win it all, the national championship. He says, quote, "Every time I've gone into a season at Ohio State," I guess this is just going to be the eighth season now, sixth as head coach,
yep,
"you expect to win every game. That's just what it is. If you don't think that's the case, try losing a game at Ohio State. You're expected to win it all," end quote. And that goes back to what Gene Smith had said at the opening press conference when he was announced as the head coach.
Yeah, it does. And Gene put his arm around him and said,
"Hey, man, Ryan, we don't lose here.
Yeah, we expect to win them all." And he goes, "And I mean all."
Didn't smile.
Uh-uh. So now Ryan Day, the discussion is interesting. He doesn't – like, when he says that stuff, hey, our goals are what? To beat Michigan, to win the Big Ten, and win the national championship. This year, what you're hearing is national championship or bust. Now, in a set, I don't know, right away, I'm kind of like, oh, that's a lot. But then when you think about it, no, it probably should be that way, and it's not like other coaches don't do that. John Cook does that. You know John Cook.
I know John.
The Nebraska
Cook.
Volleyball.
Very aware of John Cook.
What does John Cook do, for instance, when Nebraska's hosting the Final Four? He says, we got to get to the Final Four.
Have to.
Our goal is to get to the Final Four and win the national championship. Nobody bats an eye.
Nope.
So it's not that much different than Ryan Day doing that. The other thing I think about is, doesn't everybody have those goals? Shouldn't everybody have those goals? Wouldn't Wisconsin say, yeah, our goal is to win the Big Ten championship? And by winning the Big Ten championship, you're in year would be in position to win the national championship. Isn't it? Wouldn't it be Ryan Walters' goal
sure.
to win the Big Ten?
Purdue, absolutely.
Now, not everybody. Now, here's the difference. Not everybody's Ohio State. Not everybody's. It's not realistic for everybody. It's realistic for Ohio State. I mean, Nebraska's goal should be to win the Big Ten, right?
It should be. Yeah. It probably is.
Yeah. Now, the other difference is Nebraska doesn't have a Michigan to contend with. They don't have that rival. That, I mean, Jack Sawyer had that quote yesterday, "We hate them and they hate us." We hate Michigan and they hate us. Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
God, doesn't don't you wish you had
beautiful
that?
Beautiful in sports.
Well, don't you wish you had that?
Rivalries.
Don't you wish you had that?
Well, I mean, Nebraska fans don't like Iowa, but it's not hatred.
Not.
It's not that. It's not Michigan, Ohio State.
It's not deep-seated hatred.
No,
it's contrived in some ways, right?
It's just some disdain. It's not hatred.
Yeah, what Jack Sawyer said. Their fabulous defender. I'd be lying if I told you it didn't burn a fire inside of us. He's talking about what he hears about Day. It's definitely something we think about. We know what's at stake, and when we play those guys, Michigan. All of our goals and aspirations for the season ride on that one game in November. They hate us. We hate them. That's the way it's got to be. See, Nebraska used to have that in Oklahoma. We don't have it now. Nebraska's dynamics way different than Ohio State's because they have that game at the end that they have to win. That's part of their goals, Jake. They got to beat Michigan.
I just think about the pressure they face, and Nebraska doesn't have that pressure. It is pressure. I mean, Nebraska's fan base is always around. They always show up. They expect to win, but the last 7 years they haven't done anything, and they still show up. So,
they don't have the pressure of having to beat a rival. See, Ryan Day, Jake, I'm always like, you can't fire Ryan Day. He's 39-3 in the Big Ten. He's like,
say it again. What's his record?
I think it's 39-3. I'll double check it.
Just lost.
Double check it. No,
three losses to Michigan. That's it. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. 39-3 in the Big Ten. You can't fire that. I'm going to say 58-7 overall, something like that. You can't fire that. But you know what? If he loses to Michigan again, he might get fired.
What? Wait, we saw the hot seat rankings. He was a 3. Five is high, 1 is low. He was at the middle.
Yeah.
He had a great year last year.
But if he loses to Michigan, he could get fired.
40, yeah, without Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah. I mean,
that'd be a
it's
problem.
Crazy. To me, it's sort of crazy, and it strikes me as out of whack. I don't know that I can fully reconcile that in my brain, but it's sort of reality. What if they go undefeated and lose to Michigan? Is he going to get fired?
Think about that. Pressure. I mean, that is how important that game is.
I know. We hardly even understand.
I think that'd be crazy for Ohio State, but
okay. Do you though?
Yes, I do. If they went 11-1 and lost to Michigan, now I don't think Michigan would be at this point undefeated. They're going to have some losses this year, so that would not necessarily win them the conference, Michigan.
Right.
But it would be a 4 straight loss.
Could you fire Day if they lose to Michigan and win the Big Ten?
No. No, if they win the Big Ten, you don't fire him. Absolutely not. Come on.
Okay,
no,
but
no,
I'm going to tell
no.
you. I'm going to tell
stop.
You.
Stop.
No. I'm going to tell you this right now. In that market, there'll be calls for his head because there were last year.
If they win the Big Ten conference, I don't care what happened, who they lost to.
They were calling for his head last year.
Well, that's just stupidity.
Well, it strikes me as insanity.
It is insanity. It is. By the way, regarding Ohio State, quickly.
Okay.
On a player to watch this year. Now we all know that the guy's coming back. You mentioned Henderson. You mentioned Judkins. We know Will Howard, the quarterback's coming in.
Devin. They have a kid named Burke at corner is really good.
The talk of yesterday, and this is getting a lot of hype in general, is Jeremiah Smith, true freshman.
True freshman. Yeah.
The highest ranked receiver recruit in the modern era.
Hello. Yeah, I wonder what that looks like.
Now they lose Marvin Harrison Jr., who's of course incredible.
Yeah.
Ibuka's back. They got Julian Fleming, but.
No. Yeah.
If you're
Julian Fleming's gone.
Oh, okay, that's right. Anyways,
Julian Fleming's at Penn State.
Penn State, that's right. Yeah. Well, everybody was talking about this Jeremiah Smith yesterday.
Oh yeah,
saying,
I know.
Watch
yeah.
out for this dude.
Oh boy, I wonder what that looks like.
Like they're all saying they all spoke incredibly glowing of this kid. So, Jeremiah Smith, your next Buckeyes star receiver to watch out for, on top of the 2-star running backs, on top of Ekbuka.
Yeah. They got Ekbuka.
They are.
Back.
Loaded.
And they're tied in.
Stover, right?
Yeah.
Cade Stover.
Cade Stover.
Very, very good.
Oh, They're loaded. They are loaded on both sides. I mean, we've said it. We repeat ourselves a little bit, but I mean, Urban Meyer and Tressel saying they've never seen so much talent at Ohio State. Urban won a national championship at Ohio State. He was 7-0 against Michigan. He's never seen so much talent at Ohio State, and Tressel backed him on that.
It's pretty bold. I'd say incredibly bold, by the way. Incredibly bold.
I just want to see him play now. Wonder what that looks like.
Now we'll see them in the shoe. You'll be there. I will not be there. You'll be there.
Yeah, that's
in
a game.
October.
That's a game that Nebraska's got to be careful not to. I don't want to say it.
Late October, you'll be there.
I'll definitely be there. I'll be there in the shoe. I love going to the shoe.
Hey, Nebraska did play well in the shoe one time.
Yeah, they did.
They almost beat it with Scott Frost's first year. They pushed him to the very end.
Yeah, they did.
And they played well for a while in the game you talked about in 2012. Nebraska was 35-31, then they pulled away and blew Nebraska out. They were competitive. It wasn't always 62-3 like it was in 2016.
No, that wasn't always the case. That was a debacle.
But it's been a tough place to play. So there's Ohio State. In terms of the other coaches, not much to report. You know, we heard Bielema's on the stage. You heard David Braun from Northwestern. Still very confident what he can do with that squad after the plus 7 wins. They went from 1-8 last year. Mm-hmm. Good to hear from him.
What about Luke Petitti? Finkel.
Yeah, Tony Petitti, the commissioner, started things off yesterday. Did announce again the Big Ten title will be here through 2028. Mm-hmm. But what else was that he said that stood out to you?
That they're not looking necessarily at expansion right now. Mm-hmm. Focused on 18 is the way he put it a couple times. Focused on the 18, making it as strong as they can with the 18.
So similar to how Sankey kept saying 16 SEC, 16. Mm-hmm. Very consistent in the message there.
Yeah. He said, I think Tony Petitti said this, I think we're really comfortable where we are. We've got to get this conference right, and that's our focus. Yeah, there's not that. Petitti, Sankey kind of dominates SEC media days in a lot of ways. Greg Sankey, because he's very quotable. He's kind of a brash commissioner. He's not a typical administrator that way. Mm-hmm. He's not a typical administrator. Sankey, I think his power is such that he feels emboldened to say things that are more colorful than a lot of administrators, and he does. Petitti, no, he's more of an administrator, kind of plays it close to the vest. Phillips, we'll talk about. Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner yesterday, kind of stole the commissioner's show because he got kind of nasty about Florida State and Clemson.
Next segment we'll address that.
Well, yeah, we'll address that. No, Petitti was vanilla ice cream yesterday, which is fine. That's the commissioner. I'm not big on the commissioner stealing the show, although Sankey, in my mind, gets a pass because he's so powerful.
You love that guy.
I do.
Big fan of Greg Sankey.
You can tell, can't you?
Well, I'm not sure why you wouldn't like him. He's done a very nice job for an incredible conference.
Yeah, he's a very, very confident individual.
He is the dude. So there is a wrap on day one of media days. Again, day two today. We're kicking it off. We got Matt Rhule today, Nebraska. We got Penn State here in the house today, USC, UCLA, Iowa, and Michigan State. That's your team.
It's pretty good.
That's your pretty good lineup. New head coach, Michigan State, Jonathan Smith, will take the podium today. So
I wouldn't know him if he walked right by us right now. Would you know Jonathan Smith if he walked by in street clothes?
I don't think I would.
Just non-Michigan State apparel?
Nope.
Not sure I would.
What's your name? My name's John. Some call me Jonathan, but it's John. You can call me John.
Yeah.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, for brunch, or lunch today, Early Bird, the place to go in Lincoln, 19th and K, in Omaha and in Iowa.
You're going to do it?
I might do it. Breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, smothered.
Smothered.
Cinnamon roll pancakes and hash holes. The appetizer. Yes.
You can do it. There's not many people.
There's
in here.
Brunch cocktails also. Early Bird, wonderful place. Open every day, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., 7 days a week. Check it out. Wonderful spot. Early Bird, not your everyday brunch. They say flock, yeah. Is there?
Wow, they're pushing it.
Flock, yeah.
Flock, yeah. Hey. Was Saban here?
Did not see him yesterday.
Saban not on the scene.
I think if he was here, I would have seen him. He was not here.
You would have known if Saban was here.
So
Saban's not here.
No, he's not here.
Okay, let's see. Hold on a second. Greg in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
Judkins was the best back in the big boy SEC last year and likely the player of the year this season if he didn't transfer.
Now, that's my question is, does he start over Henderson?
It's a great
question. Is he the number two or is he number one? I don't know if Ryan Day has said that yesterday.
I wonder.
He probably didn't say the answer out loud.
Who is their starter running back?
It's got to be Henderson. He was great.
That's like having Lawrence Phillips and Mike Rozier deciding who's the starter.
Well, they both get 1,000 plus, but who's going to get the first 1,000?
So, Judkins was the best back in the SEC last year, according to Greg.
Yes.
In Myrtle Beach.
Well, Greg's right. Well, when we come back, we will get to what happened in ACC media days. Like you said, he got a little testy with Jim Phillips, the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
What was he talking about with Florida State and Clemson? We'll address that next on Early Break, live from Lucas Oil Stadium on 93.7 The Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.